Good morning, and welcome to Morning Devotions for November the 22nd, brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. I'm the Reverend Angela Bosfield Palacios, and I am the Anglican Hospital Chaplain. It is our joy to have you join us this morning. Let us pray. Collect Proper 29. Almighty and everlasting God, whose will it is to restore all things in your well-beloved Son, the King of kings and Lord of lords, mercifully grant that the peoples of the earth, divided and enslaved by sin, may be freed and brought together under his most gracious rule, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our psalm for this morning is Psalm 24, verses 1 through 6. The earth is the Lord's and all that is in it, the world and all who dwell therein. For it is he who founded it upon the seas and made it firm upon the rivers of the deep. Who can ascend the hill of the Lord? And who can stand in his holy place? Those who have clean hands and a pure heart, who have not pledged themselves to falsehood, nor sworn by what is a fraud, they shall receive a blessing from the Lord and a just reward from the God of their salvation. Such is the generation of those who seek him, of those who seek your face, O God of Jacob. The psalm, however, goes on to talk about God as King. Lift up your heads, O gates, lift them high, O everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O gates, lift them high, O everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is he, this King of glory? He is the Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. When we think about the fact that the earth belongs to this King, and everything that God has made is under God's rule, then it is no question that we who are citizens of this kingdom should have clean hands and a pure heart. We should want to receive the blessing of the Lord as a reward for salvation because we believe in this God. We believe in this King who is in total control. Of course, the kingdom of God will come in all of its fullness, in the fullness of time. But at the same time, we celebrate the fact that with the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, the kingdom of God was also ushered in one format, so that we have what we call the here and the not yet, all at the same time. We have the Holy Spirit who has come to bring the power of God to be available to us. And so as we represent God, we are to operate in the power of God. We are to operate as ambassadors of this kingdom, so that we make our King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Lord Jesus Christ, very happy by the way in which we live our lives as we submit to his authority. And we seek for every generation this desire to seek the Lord. So it is for us, my brothers and sisters, to share with other persons what it is that God is calling all of us to become, all of us to have as our goal, our mission, our aim in life. And so I pray that we can lead the next generation in an understanding of what it is to have clean hands and what it is to have a pure heart, not to pledge themselves to falsehood and to not swear by what is a fraud, that is to lie and to deceive, and to be untrustworthy. We want that each generation of ours will receive this blessing from the Lord. And so that means, my brothers and sisters in Christ, that we have to lead by example. We have to allow our children to see in us and our grandchildren what it is that God is doing. And so I invite you to pray with us now. Gracious Holy God, we bring our whole nation before you. We bring the generations represented now in our nation. And we ask, O God, a blessing on them. We ask a blessing for prosperity for our people. We bring before you, Lord, the church, asking that we may be faithful in this our generation. We ask, O God, that as a people we may go from strength to strength. And so I pray for you now a blessing. May the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with us now and always. Amen. Thank you for listening to these morning devotions. We encourage you to share them with others so that they too may find the blessing that God has for them this day. Take good care of yourselves. God bless.